Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Short segment because Rock wouldn't take us to break. It's the Hardline, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 590thefan.com, 245 St. Louis, Missouri. The Hardline, typically 1 to 3, 2 to 4 on Fridays. And we are here breaking down what is to be hopefully the most exciting Game 6 since the 2011 World Series. Now, the question here is, do you, and if I present it this way, I know which way you're going to say it, do you prefer the game goes into double overtime and John Hadley has a heart attack and the Blues win, or would you like a 96-3 win? Would you like that? I think most fans would tell you they're tired of heart attacks and would prefer a nice 4-0 shellacking that was 4-0 in the second period, and basically they're just coasting after that. But if I present to you the idea that instead John Hadley will indeed be having a heart attack, I think that sways a lot of people.
I don't know. I'm eating Fritos. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Fritos. Of all the Eto's family, Fritos are the worst. Doritos are better. Cheetos are better. Fritos, by far the worst of the Eto's family. Anyway, point being, for pure excitement's sake, it would be the most exciting possible thing would be double OT in St. Louis Game 6.
Shut your face.
It's true. That would be the most exciting. Now, here's the reason why it wouldn't be ultimately. This is your conundrum here. The most exciting possible way this could happen is Pat Maroon again winning it in Game 7, but it were in St. Louis. So it would be less exciting, certainly, if it happens in Boston. So it needs to happen here in St. Louis. But ultimately, the single most elated feeling you could have was exactly what you had in the Dallas series, but if it were in the Stanley Cup Final. Double OT, Binnington standing on his head, you're chasing him up and down. You've dominated basically for 3.5 periods in the last period and some change in overtime there. They started to get the momentum and you finish it off. And it's like that is the highest energy you could possibly feel in that moment. You won't feel more excited. You also feel like you're going to die, but that's the mixture of excitement. I think it needs to happen in St. Louis for optimal excitement so that the party just goes on forever here. But I would like it to be a close game, hard fought, pull it out at the end overtime. To me, that would be the most exciting. John, you'd be dead too, so you wouldn't even care.
I hope it's 5-0 Blues after 10 minutes.
Stop it, Rock. You're not allowed to speak today. John
forget
said
the
it.
Intrigue. Forget
Come
the intrigue. Forget the intrigue. Forget the excitement. Forget the overtimes. I just want to win. I don't care if it's 8-1 or 1-0. I just want to win.
See, David Freese is not the hero he is without the crazy drama. That's what I love. There's nothing better than coming through in the clutch when it feels like all hope is lost. That's it. David Freese is just a guy that was on a World Series team.
David Freese didn't win the World Series with that game, with that home run. He didn't win the World Series, dude.
I know, but I'm saying if he did, it would have been even that much better.
Well, that's fine. But you know what? The Cardinals still won the World Series. I still remember it as a championship team. I still love it as a championship team.
Yeah, but when you think of 2011 World Series, you think of David Freese Game 6 triple.
Right.
That's the first thing you think of.
And when I think of this series, I think of Pat Maroon Game 7 Dallas Stars. I had my excitement. I had my thrill.
I get it.
Hill.
No, look, I am not complaining about the excitement that's been had so far because there's been a ton of it. I mean, there's a lot of underappreciated moments. We even have the most underappreciated moment is this series, Gunnarsson overtime slap shot winner. That is hardly talked about. we're not hurting for exciting moments. I'm just talking about optimal, most exciting possible finish.
You know what you want to know what the optimal, most incredible finish would be?
That you
watching
finally get laid.
Put the cup above his head. Watching Petrangelo put the cup above his head.
Yeah, but that'll happen no matter how the game goes, as long as they win. So
that's the point.
Yeah, it's just
win, not, baby.
No. By the way, if you guys missed it earlier, go podcast. Jim Huer and Brian Hoffman went through some of the exciting moments and actually the calls. The John Kelly call on Jaden Schwartz finally breaking through and scoring a goal after having just a terrible year by his standards in game 5 against Winnipeg with 18 seconds left was nuts. Tyler Bozak, he shoots. He scores! This is crazy! That is one of the better calls in St. Louis history, along with what we've seen with the Pat Maroon stuff. I mean, this has not been short by any margin on great calls and great drama. And a lot of it hasn't gone the Blues' way. I mean, this is why people talk about the hardest championship trophy to gain. This is why people talk about just how fulfilling it is when you get there, because some things have gone the Blues' way, certainly. But a lot of stuff has gone the other way and had to overcome. I mean, it has been an absolute frickin' march just to get here. And now you're sitting on the doorstep. It would be cool. I would love the hell out of a double overtime winner by whoever. And party goes on, dude. It'd be Sunday night at 11:30. And I don't think anybody would show up for work. I don't think anybody would sleep. I think if they were smart, they would cancel school on Monday. I think they. I don't know when they'd have the parade. We were talking about this. When do you think they would have the parade, John?
I don't know. I'm like sitting here in amazement that I have come up with one of the greatest concoctions in the world. And that's Fritos and queso dip.
John, you didn't come up with that concoction.
I didn't.
We have a lot of text.
Have you ever had Fritos with queso dip?
John, yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you really?
Donald Trump's Russian friend says, John, what kind of Fritos? Regular, chili cheese, the honey twist? Have any dip with that? How about a beverage?
Oh, yeah. There's a couple beverages.
John, why aren't you here, like in the studio?
Well, exactly.
No, not exactly. Do you know how much harder it is to do the show over the phone? Specifically when I call John in the morning just to see if he's coming to the show. It's usually a maybe and typically ends up being a no. And then his call drops 9 times. So I can't believe that your call hasn't dropped yet because there's something wrong with your phone. And two, do you know how much better it is when I know that you're about to talk?
Well, I mean, one, I think you should take those 9 drops very personal because maybe I'm just sending a message.
No, it says call dropped. What did you just – I know that you don't have enough energy to move to a place where there's no service to make it seem that way. You didn't hang up on me, and I know that you're too lazy to move, so – did you buy a crappy phone just to get after me?
Well.
You know what, John? You know what? Let's read some text. Danny Tanner, Piranha's flying under the radar for me this postseason. So far, he's been on the ice for a lot of the biggest moments. Yeah, but he's also been on the ice for virtually every offensive zone penalty out there and cost the team a ton of points. Like, Piranha's been exactly who he is. A guy that adds a lot to the team, scored the goal yesterday when you had to have it. All that stuff's great. He's also the guy that gets a ton of offensive zone penalties, the ridiculous interference penalty in game 4. What was it? 3 or 4. Look, he's been fine. He's a guy you want on the team, absolutely, but he's going to drive you nuts.
Well, I'll tell you this much. And by the way, there's Fritos with there's chili Fritos.
According to Donald Trump's Russian friend, Mr. Putin.
I got to pay more attention next time. All right, so number two, if I had to sit down and put a list of players that should be considered for the St. Louis Blues 2019 postseason 3 stars list, I don't know if he would make it, but Perron would be on that list. Perron has played extraordinarily well in the playoffs. I am much more appreciative of Perron's efforts than you are.
Yeah, I think that's true. You are much more appreciative than I am. As far as the playoffs, because it has not been recently, we're forgetting about it already, but Schwartz probably still tops that list.
I didn't say. I said if I was making a list.
I know, and I'm adding on to the conversation, Josh. So what happened is you laid something out there, and then I gave my opinion on it. So now it's your turn.
Let's try some. If I laid something out there, you'd trip over it.
That doesn't make any sense. Did you guys, by the way, we never read this on the air, and you know how many times I sent this to you guys? Do you know that how many times we've talked about at the end of the Game of Thrones how Tyrion never got to finish his joke, right? He says, I once walked into a brothel with a honeycomb and a chicken. No!
Rocky's only helping you help yourself. He's only helping you help yourself.
He's only helping
you. But TJ, you cannot talk Game of Thrones and expect this poor kid not to comment.
He's very upset. Anyway, if you didn't ever read the end of the joke, I thought it was great. And he was talking about how he used to, you know, he wanted it to hang below his knees, and then, but he used to be 6'3", and that's how he got there. John, that's how I imagine it'll finally happen to you someday.
I don't know. I don't care. I've lived a full life. I really don't care. When it happens, it happens.
I doubt it, John. Westbrook Wonderboy, yet again, the Blues' suffocating play has forced the opposition to break up their top line. Stars, Sharks, and now Boston. Well, part of that was only dressing 11 and taking out their second line right winger and sort of mixing and matching. And actually, Cassidy was talking about this. They don't call it by line anyway. It's pretty easy for them to mix and match when they need to because they call them by players. They call three players. You guys go. It's never, you know, top line, first line, or even a nickname for the line. They actually call the name of the three players that are going out every time. So he said it was actually an easy adjustment. And then when Achari went out, then it was even easier because then they're just subbing one guy. So Jimmy D, at the watch party last night, 20,000 people gassed in several holy S words were yelled when Bozak wasn't called. Everyone knew it was a miss. Butch sure didn't think it was a black eye to the NHL when the refs missed a blatant too many men in the ice penalty that led to the goal. He didn't want to touch that topic post-game. Love you, John.
Hey, Jimmy D, you and I are going to hug this out as the Blues win the cup, dude. Once the Blues win the cup, you and me. Big hug. Maybe some Fritos with queso.
Big hug. Look, nobody is arguing that the referees have been good. I've not heard one person in any city, especially Vegas. Vegas has the biggest argument of anybody because they actually lost the series on a bad call. At least everybody else, when they got a bad call, has had time, games after that, to recover. Vegas, midway through the third period, is up by 3 goals, and they had such an egregious, terrible call that they lost the series. Otherwise, Blues are playing maybe Vegas.
Well, I mean, that would make sense since that would have meant San Jose wasn't there. But, oh, you're quick on your feet nowadays, man.
Well, that wasn't the opening round for them.
I'm going back to cheering, so keep talking.
Well, that was the opening round for them, so they perhaps wouldn't have played either team there. Stinky Sullivan says, Marshawn spearing Binnington should have been a major, not a minor that he got. I've seen a couple of people text that in now. They say that should have been a 5-minute major the way he, it wasn't just a slash, and they actually pointed that on. That would have been considered a spear.
Come on, guys. Don't get into this. Don't lower yourself to being a Bostonian. Don't start making excuses. That was a penalty that wasn't called.
No, it was called.
I'm talking about they're trying to make up for the call that wasn't made. Why don't you follow along?
Well, John, if you came to the studio, it'd be a little easier. Hey, the Bo Weevil of Bevo Mills says, what's being lost in Game 5 because of the non-tripping call on Barbashev hit is the brilliant play of Jordan Binnington. The Bruins threw everything at him. That is true. He was absolutely brilliant, and he was so on his game, and he knew it. You could tell when he allowed that one-timer slap shot to go in. He was pissed. He was on his game last night. That's coming off a guy that really hadn't played too well in this series thus far.
Because he was responsible for not taking care of his business, but it should have been. It should have been hacked off. Hey, by the way,
okay.
Two things real quick.
All right.
Did you see the Cubbies and the Cardinals are going to play an overseas series?
Yes, they're going to London.
Did you see the Mizzou and San Diego State signed a 4-year deal?
Yeah, see, that was fun. Let's do it again.
You know, as soon as I saw that, I thought to myself, TJ will, for a period of time, TJ will once again be a Mizzou hero.
I will.
Every one of those four games, they'll be playing that highlight.
And they should. I only did one good thing in my life. It's nice of them to bring it up every so often.
Yeah. And you know what people were saying at the bars when they were watching the game? They weren't saying take it to the house. They were saying, look at that little cracker run.
Why do you think they said cracker, John?
Because you're a little white boy.
Well, my guess is they said it differently. Why is it taking so long?
Took 73 seconds to go 47 yards.
This is unbelievable. How did everybody fall down, get up, and still not catch him? It's true.
Oh, man.
If you ever,
in all seriousness, for a generation of Mizzou fans, that's got to be cool to be the focal point of a play that will remain so very fresh. I remember the one time that we were out. One of the first times we saw my son at an establishment. He brought a buddy over, and he said, "Oh my God, TJ Moe, you're a guy who caught that punt." Like, one, you had forgot that you did it.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are a lot of people who, in the truest sense, I mean, that's like one of their all-time great Mizzou highlights. It's got to be cool to be a part of something like that.
Yes, it is cool. And it was even better that I really didn't have to do any of the work. They picked up the blitz, which was great, and then Jarrell Jackson knocked down like 9 guys, and all I had to do was run slowly up the sideline. So it's, you know how it is, John, like a free sandwich tastes better.
I'm just preached to a red sandwich. Especially now that I know the queso and Fritos go so well together.
All right. Rob Dibble's butt tattoo, John, would like a word with you. You can call me anything you want, but don't you ever, ever call me a Mathenial.
Boy. Shut your face. Dibble.
Oh, Into Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man would like a word with you as well. He says, my point is that I've nailed more hot girls than John, and my number is at 1.
Again, what's your point?
That was his point. He said it. That was the setup to his point. He said, my point is this, and then he delivered the point, and you still had to ask what the point was.
I'm a big believer in quantity over quality. Go ahead.
I don't know that you had a choice in either one of those there. Let's see. 314, if you need a nap, listen to John talk.
Who said that?
The 314, yeah.
Oh, see, once again. Hey, listen, 314, why don't you listen to the texters and the callers on this show? They all point out who they are, what they're all about. They ain't scared. You little China. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor and put your name on your text, Jiner.
Jiner.
That's how Bostonians would say it. I got on Delta to go to Atlanta to meet this freaking Jiner.
It was wicked awesome. Sonnenberg Asphalt says Hadley sucks.
Who said that?
The Sonnenberg Asphalt. And you like asphalt.
My family owned an asphalt company for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
That's tough work. I'm not going to say anything to the guy. I'm not going to belittle him because of the fact that that's tough work. Much respect. Now on to the next one.
Splashback Deuce. Hadley is night and day. On his backside, it's night, and on his front side, it's day.
Is Rocky laughing at that?
Yeah, maybe.
See, that's the sort of sarcastic, non sequitur. That's the kind of stuff that Rocchio just thinks is so brilliant that he can't stop giggling like a little girl. Is he giggling like a little girl, TJ?
Yeah, maybe a little. And he keeps nodding his head, too. I don't like
it. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
636 says, Jaden Schwartz scored a goal at all in the Stanley Cup final after his hot start against San Jose. When am I the only one who's expecting him to continue that? He has two assists, according to Matt Rocky, who just held up two fingers and tried to give me sign language.
Or is he throwing gang signs?
Ooh! You think so?
I think he's throwing gang signs at you.
Yeah, he's just making a Superman on his chest with his fingers, which is very weird. 3-4, has it always been 2 days between the Stanley Cup final games? These 2 days layoff, I think, benefit Boston more than St. Louis.
They do. They unequivocally do. Unequivocally. Unless you tell me that Steve Thomas is ready to go, and if Steve Thomas is iffy, I don't play him.
Steve is not going to play. I don't know what to tell you, John.
Well, what about Robert?
Okay, but you didn't say Robert.
Well, I'm just asking. I mean, I'm making sure that Thomas Steve isn't going to play. I'm just saying that
Steve is going to play. He's not.
But let me tell you something. In all seriousness, if Robert Thomas is iffy, I don't play him. I give him a few more days, and I play him in Game 7. I don't play him in Game 6. I play him in Game 7. I don't risk it in Game 6. Don't do it.
Sonnenberg Asphalt would like this is very you, John, because your ADD will allow you to come back to the Blues at some point. We've got to talk about something else first. Thoughts on Golden State. Can they come back?
Oh, yeah. Golden State wins that series unequivocally. Unequivocally, Golden State wins that series.
Doug's Dangler Diner. Can we numb John's mouth?
I already took care of that today, Doug.
Oh,
thank you anyhow.
What does that even mean? Westbrook Wonderboy. Blues win 4-1. Oh, mm-hmm. Hipster Tower Grove South has a good one, John. The decision.
Hold on. Is he predicting the Blues to win 4-1 tomorrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
And they don't play tomorrow. Hipster of Tower Grove South says the decision is clear. Ha ha ha. Hadley, heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I know.
Holy cow.
Splashback Deuce, give me a Chris Kerber OT Game 6 winning call, a Hadley heart attack, and a bag or two of chili cheese Fritos, and I'll be living my best life.
Top of the mountain, baby.
Westbrook Wonderboy, Chunky is already slowly killing himself. Let's just blow these MFers out.
I hear you. God bless you. No doubt about it. Hold on. What do you call me?
He said
go
Chunky.
Ahead. What?
Chunky.
Go ahead. Next one.
Tim, I want 8-0 and Cassidy gets hit by a stray puck over the glass. It wouldn't have to go over the glass. It would just hit the bench. And the entire crowd throws pacifiers at the Bruins bench. That's what Tim would like.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can never, because I never want to see anything thrown on the ice, but if I could, how brilliant would that be to see? That would be hilarious.
Hey,
oh, my goodness.
Hockey Bob, more hockey is better, so how about a game that can go as long as a cricket match, like 2 weeks? Hockey Bob, that's our worst text of the day by a mile.
Bob.
Go ahead, what? You tried to do the Barbara Ann thing with Bob, and it just didn't work because you already said Bob every time. Hey, the 314, please have John and TJ answer my question on the air. Thanks. But we don't know what the question was. All right, we did answer it. Webster Groves, Weenie Wiggler. Now back to the tank conversation. Hadley couldn't see us. Hadley.
Oh, the boys, you're abusing me today.
Hadley could. Geez, this is where Rock would step in, but he can't talk today. He says Hadley couldn't see his taint unless he would use an adjustable telescoping mirror. Let's go, Blues.
But as long as I have feeling in my feet, I can feel it.
Peter Fitzenerwell is back. He says, did Hadley recently have a stroke? Oh, Rock is so frustrated, and there's nothing he can do about it. Donald Trump's Russian friend, TJ. John, why aren't you here? Hadley, well, exactly. Pure gold, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And last one, yes, chili cheese Fritos. Also, as Cam would say, the jalapeno Fritos are the bomb, John.
Oh, they have. See, next time I'm by the Schnucks, I'm going to have to check it out. I mean, I just normally, I'm a routine guy. You know how I am, dude. If I like a burger, I go to the place, I order the same burger. I don't even look at the menu. If I like something, I just tell them what I want, boom, move on. When I go to the store, I look for the Fritos, I grab the Fritos, I move on. I don't sit there and, like, stare at all this stuff. I now will open my horizons and take a gander at the entire variety of Frito-dom to be had.
Frito-dom, okay. Let's end on this one, John. Donald Trump's Russian friend. Shut the F up, Rock. You are out of your element. Now go to break.
Yeah.